Maybe. Right?
Yeah, and no one will be able to really talk.
Right.
I'm going to be masked up.
Okay.
Hi.
Hey, Danny.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
No video.
I don't see you yet.
There we go.
There you are.
Okay.
There you are.
Okay. Sunday morning. I'm back. Not working on a Sunday.
Sunday morning.
Let's find our sources. We got our sources over here. Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Let me have coffee. Let me borrow. We left off in this essay called "The Where the Penitent Stand," talking about Tshuva and then David looking at the Aron in front of him and saying, "Okay, no, it's not mine. You can bring it. You need to bring it back to your Shalayim." And how that represented almost the climax of this tshuva for what happened in Batsheva. That this is, he's gone through these stages of saying, no, I was wrong. I have accepted the punishment. And I will not do anything similar in the future. And I'm arguing that this, having the arrow in front of him, was that similar something. That David looked at Batsheva in the same way he's looking at the arrow. This is a tool for my legacy, for my future. I am going to be the, if not the builder of the Beit HaMikdash, the one through whom the Beit HaMikdash is going to be built. But the lesson here is no, it's not about him. He needs to be able to let go of that. And we started with
Danny, just a little chronology. Is this whole thing with the Aaron after the whole Batsheva thing?
Yeah, so this is the Aaron is as part of Avshalom's rebellion.
Oh, okay.
So this is 15 years after Batsheva.
Okay.
And David has run away from Yerushalayim. He expects Avshalom to come with an army to kill him and all his people. He is right now in Nachal Kidron, outside Yerushalayim. And the Tzadok and Eviatar, the Kohanim, brought the Aron to him. And he said, no, bring it back. And his words were, I think we have it up over here. Here's source two. Vayomer HaMelech LeTzadok, Hashevet Aron Elokim Ha'ir. Go bring it back. Bring the Aron back into the city. If I find favor in God's eyes, and God brings me back, Verani Oto Betnaveo. And Hashem will let me see either him, Hashem, or the Oto, the Aron, Betnaveo, and the place where it belongs. That's up to, in God's hands now. I'm out. I'm gone. I've been exiled. And Koyomar Lo Chafasi Bach, and Hashem tells me, no, I don't want you anymore. And then Yaseli Kesheto Beinav, he will do to me what is good in his eyes. This is, you would call that the Tzedek HaDin. This is whatever happens, that will happen. And the Perek Tehillim we were looking at was Tehillim Lamed Bet down in source 32. This was the David Maskil. Maskil in the sense of a lecture. This is a matter of Haskalah. There's a lesson here. Ashrei Nasui Pesha. Happy is he who can bear sin, or his, whose sin is born. Kisui Kata is his cheta. Iniquity. I don't know the difference between these two different things. Pesha usually intentional. Chet is negligent, that it's covered up. And the way Hirsch translates that is that first verse of Ashrei is happy is the person who is innocent, who is not guilty of either Pesha or Chet. That's source 36. Happy is he who of whom it can be said that he's Nasui Pesha Kisui Chata. He has nothing to be blamed for. Right? It's nice to be perfect. But we're not like that. So that's Pasuk Bet in the same parak. That's another Ashrei. Ashrei Adam ki lo yachshav lo Hashem lo avon. Happy is the one where Hashem does not think about his sin. Ein brucha rumiyah, but that's the person who does not have any falsehood in his heart. He's not deceiving himself. He admits that that's his sin. And that's the way Hirsch says it, that the first Ashrei is the one who's innocent, the second Ashrei and the rest of the Perek is the one who's guilty, but it will confess to that. Happy too is he to whom, even if he has sinned, the Lord need not ascribe iniquity. That's the Lo Yachshav Hashem Lo Avon. Hashem doesn't need to, in the final, ultimate fate, he will accept it. He will be given, granted tshuva. He's not deceived in his own mind about his true worth. He bears with his soul a conscience that acts as a stern, incorruptible judge. That's the Ashrei. Someone can judge themselves. And then Debbie continues. It's Pasuk Gimel. Ki Yacharashti Balu Atzmi. When I was silent, then my bones, I want to translate Balu, fell apart. Shagati Kol Yom, because I was in pain. I cried out all day. When I tried to hide my sin, then my conscience was just eating me up. Yomom Valaila Techabed Alai Yadecha, because day and night your hand was harsh upon me. Nepach Le Sadi Bechaboni Kayet. I need to get a translation for exactly that. Let me put this here. I'm going to pull up Sfaria. Everyone use Sfaria? Wonderful.
A little bit.
Great organization. Let's get this inside. Come on. Now we're until Lamed Bet. Okay, he translates Nefach Lishadi, the way the Torah uses the term Lishad Hashemen. The juice, the moisture of the oil for describing the man, that Nepach Lishadi, my moisture, my vigor, v'charboni kayetz, as though it was a chorev, a drought in the summer. I was withered and worn away. And that's the way Rashi translates Ki Acharashti, when I was silent. Kasher Acharashti, mitzvadot al pishi lefanecha. When I was silent, when I refused to admit my sin, then I ate myself up inside. Olu atzmi, mirob anchoti, from my groaning, dagotia, my worry. Kol hayom shayiti doeg mipnei paranut. I was always worried about what was going to happen. I refused to admit what I did, I just ate me up inside. Nepach l'shadi, he translates lichluch sheli, my moisture, literally, my vigor. And that's, like I said, l'shad Hashemen is a description of the man.
Oh, because nepach, cafe afuch is like upside down coffee.
Okay, right. So nepach means turned around. Means my life was all shriveled up inside of me. I was moist and now I'm dry. That's being the image there. The karboni kayetz, the drought of the summer. Ad shiyavish b'choreb ha-kayetz. I could imagine the summer with there's no rain, everything dries up. Mitneg dag kovid yadecha, because I'm worried about what's going to happen. That's what I was saying. I refused to admit that I was wrong. I was in denial because I'm worried about the consequences. Yito egal chatei. And therefore, it continues on. So this is the first part. It ends with a selah. Think about that. When I don't do tshuva, then I'm miserable. Because I know I'm wrong. It just eats me up inside. But, source 40, continues that pasuk, hey, chatati odiyacha. When I confess my sin, bavani lo chasiti, I don't cover up my iniquity. Amarti ode al peshi Hashem, I said, I will acknowledge what I did wrong. Vatana setavon, chatat selah. And then you will bear my sin. Right? Once I can do this tshuva, then Hashem, you'll take care of this. What does this naseavon mean? Usually it means tolerating sin, accepting it. But here I think he's more literal that he's actually allowing Hashem to carry it. This burden that I've been in my heart, I'm giving this to you now. I was wrong. you give me the consequences and I'll deal with it, but then I can go on with my life. Okay, right. So Naseavon in that case means the intent of forgiving. Here, I think it's in the contrast to this, the fact that it was eating me up inside. Yes, Hashem will, Naseavon will forgive, but more, he's not saying I don't deserve punishment, but you will carry it. And Ibn Ezra makes this, that this sense of Naseavon has two different kinds of meaning. You know, and even in the Naseavon, when you were looking at Yom Yom Kippur, or Korban HaPesha, that it may have both of those meanings. Both, you'll forgive it, or you will decide the consequences of it, and then I'll be free of it. That's the Ibn Ezra looking at this pasuk, or specifically to looking at the question of Naseavon, and that's source 44. Chote Naseavono, lo yuchu parachet. Well, someone who sins and is nose his own avon, bearing his own avon, as opposed to Hashem nose avon, is not going to be forgiven. Lora ka'onesh shebo alav. That latsa lavadcha tisa, that lo paravon lo, ra ka'onesh shebo alav, that this such a person will be punished if he's bearing his own sin. That's what that means. Someone who takes his own sin in that expression, who he is someone who keeps it and he will be despised forever. We want to give our sins back to Hashem. When Hashem takes that chet, there are two different ways. One way that Hashem could do is actually forgive. When we praise Hashem, saying you are nosei avon, that's because you forgive. Derech acheret she nosei avon achad rasha, nosei avon yeh l'ganai nosei avon l'shevach. You can be either for good or for bad. What does it mean to carry a sin? Depends if you're the doer or not. David is a nosei avon, that's a bad thing. Hashem is a nosei avon, that becomes good. And that Hashem basically says that, okay, this past isn't changed. We're talking about the idea of tshuva. It doesn't change what happened. But Hashem is offering to bear that responsibility. We're going to treat it, though, that was a shogeg, or those are zechuyot, what happened in the past, if you are a different person. And then David continues. V'zot yipol el kol chassid. Every chassid, every righteous person prays for this. Elech le'et matzah. They pray for you at the time that you are found. Classically, that's, we're coming up to the Aseret Yemei Teshuva. That's the Yeshua Hashem Behimatzo. Look for Hashem when he can be found. This is the time. Rak l'shetef mayim elav l'yigao. And I want to translate like l'shetef mayim. That the shetef mayim, when the flowing waters, the great flowing waters, they love them, you God will not reach the person. That the punishment that comes will not come. Vatas seter li, and you are a hiding place for me. Meitzar tsereni, you will protect me from the enemies.
Use my phone, Fran.
Maneni palet, and I will sing about your salvation. Vatas salvation. That when you save me from the shetef mayim rabim, that don't come to me, you will protect me, I will sing for you. That these songs of salvation, Rani Palet, will surround me. So instead of the waters, the flood waters surrounding me, now it'll be my own song, my own praise of you. And that's what the Yit Palel, that the idea of that the Chassid is davening, is praying, but Yit Palel specifically means to judge oneself. And that's Persian understanding in source 46. Pilel means to acknowledge and view oneself. It's the hit pael of the pilel, which means to judge. Pass judgment. To get judgment on oneself. The man that truly serves God regards all material suffering as a means sent to him to awaken the spiritual life within his soul. The Yisurim are sent so that he can look at himself and do the right thing. And that's what in the pasuk we quote about the... Kol chassid elecha la'et matzo, that we will pray to you at the time that you are found. And usually in that context, we quote the pasuk from Yeshaya of Yeshua Hashem Behimatzo. Seek Hashem when he's found. Kirubi Yotakarov, call to Hashem when he's close. There's a time when Hashem is close. And Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Elu Aser Yamim Shebin Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. We call the Aser Yamei Teshuva. That's when we can daven to Hashem. But here David says something a little different, that Eit Matzo is always. Hashem is always available. As long as we're honest with ourselves, as long as we can do that and say, Chatati Odiecha, and admit that we were wrong, then Hashem is there to be found. Even in the face of all these flood waters surrounding it, the Shetef Mayim, that is saying, I'm not going to be washed away. I will stand fast, and I will be able to be surrounded by my Rani Pele, my song of salvation. That's what my Vidui becomes. And he completes the parak. That was another Sela. Hold that thought. We need to look at Hashem's punishment and then pray for salvation that we can be saved, and then turn that into a song of praise. We need to thank Hashem. Askilcha v'orecha b'derech zu telech. I will teach you. David is now addressing his audience. This was when we started, we talked about this. The David Maskil, this is a Maskil, something to give you wisdom, a lecture. Now David is talking, turning to the audience, not to Hashem, and I will give you wisdom. Orecha b'derech zu telech. I'll tell you how you're supposed to act. This is what I've learned. You translate two words. I will give you advice. Alecha eni, I'm looking at you. Look at the audience. Altihi, kasus kuperet ein lavin. Don't be like a horse or a donkey that doesn't understand. Don't be an animal. Bemeteg veresen. A dove luvlum, that with a rein or the goad, they need to be led or pushed away. Bal karov elecha, to move them away from you. That's what animals need. You don't need that. I can just tell you what to do. You'll understand this. Rabbi mechovim l'rasha. Rasha, there's many ways that the rasha can be punished or can experience pain. But someone who has faith in Hashem, chesed will be surrounded by chesed. That you need to understand. You should do this tshuva before you get the meteg and resen, the goat and the rein in your bit in your mouth. That animals need immediate punishment in order to do the right thing. Hopefully, David's saying, I can just tell you what happened. I can tell you what happened to me, and you can learn that lesson. So you won't have all these rabim machovim, all these terrible things that happened in my life. And that's the theme of Sefer Tehillim, that Gamzul Tova, that this will work out. These Yisurim that happen are for a reason. And that David over and over says that. This is for your benefit. Learn the lesson here. And even looking at the past, that still is Latova. David's sins become part of who he is. That's what makes it possible for him to become a Baal Tshuva and to grow into what he is now. And telling us that the same thing is possible. We can always grow into become better people, use the past in order to grow. And that we can celebrate that. Now my running fillet involves my admitting my sin. That my praise, my tefillah involves saying, yes, I was wrong, but I've gotten better. That's what Shiva is all about. And we conclude with Simchu b'Hashem Gilu Tzadikim. That Tzadikim will rejoice in Hashem, Amrina Kol Yisrael Lev, that they will all sing out, and that's what Sefer Tehillim is all about. That David is using these terrible events of his life, of all the Shmuel Bet, to become the Na'im Zimur Yisrael, the sweet singer of Israel, the one who gives us our Tehillim and gives us our Tefillah. And I said this is going to be short because we are done here, and we'll start on another parak next time. Stop the recording.